T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Exactly. Be about 5 hours from now, about 4 hours from now, I'll be standing at a kiosk and I'll say, someone, Rhonda, I don't know, maybe I'll say James, where's Seltzer when I need him?
Certainly not there.
Someone help me. Frank, Tony, Al, Sandra, someone help me out at the kiosk down at the airport. All right, 888-729-9494, the Diddy. Ray Diddinger joining us in a moment. We go nonstop for a while here, and it's brought to us by Mattress Firm, where your budget stretches further. Friday to Sunday only, get a mattress for 0% APR for 6 years, zero down and zero do-it signing, and you can take home a free adjustable base. Now is the time to save big at Mattress Firm. It is a big time in Philadelphia sports. There's an awful lot going on, as we know. Rough loss for the Flyers last night, which really hurts the playoff chances. They're not eliminated, as we know, but it's just getting...
against the team they were competing with, too.
It's getting more dim. Last night really hurt. Obviously, the Martelli and Fran Dumphy news in college basketball. Temple eliminated. Villanova's game coming up. And as we know, Sixers-Celtics tonight, and everything going on with spring training, which John and I will be at over the next couple of days. We're looking forward to it and having some of some of the players and maybe some of the administrative people on the show, and looking forward for sure to doing all that. 888-729-9494. By the way, Matt Klintak will be on the show with us on Friday, so we're looking forward to talking to the Phillies GM, who got an awful lot done this offseason. All right, let's welcome in the Hall of Famer. His name, of course, is Mr. Ray Diddinger. Ray Diddy, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, Joe. How are you?
Ray, I'm fantastic. And, you know, Ray, it was in 1930 when Babe Ruth signed for $800,000, which at the time was considered an outrage to Americans, more than the president, $75,000. And, of course, it was Babe Ruth who famously said, but I had a better year than the president. And he did, by the way, that president being Herbert Hoover.
He certainly did.
Ray Diddinger, did you ever envision a day? Seriously. Back in the 70s or such, you're covering sports, that there would be a player with a guaranteed contract of $430 million.
No.
What's your reaction? When you hear that number, what's your reaction, Mike Trout?
You know, it's shocking, but it's not shocking.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the number is staggering, but we're, you know, when you get to the altitude that we just went through with Bryce Harper, right. What's another $100 million? You know, I mean, it's Monopoly money at this point. You know, but I remember when Pete Rose signed here, and people thought that was ridiculous money, yeah. And it was like $1 million or something. So I remember going through that. So yeah, now that was, you know, it wasn't yesterday. I mean, that was what, 79. So it's going on 40 years ago, but still it's staggering. But you know, you look at Mike Trout, you look at what he's accomplished, and you look at his age and what he's likely to accomplish in the years ahead. You know, if anybody's going to get it, it's him. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, he's this year, he's now, I think he's like 10 home runs and 10 stolen bases away from 250 homers and 200 stolen bases. And he's still a young man. And,
yes.
And there haven't been many players in the history of baseball that have got that daily double. Mm-hmm. So he's a rare player, and he's obviously making rare money.
Yeah, no doubt. Ray Diddinger with us in studio. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. All right, Ray, so much to cover, and we'll have you on the phone lines as well. A lot of people want to get in here, but I don't want to go far before we get to the Phil Martelli thing. I'm fascinated to know what you think. So, obviously, as we know, Phil let go by St. Joe's yesterday, had tremendous accomplishment at St. Joe's, not as much, obviously, in the last number of years, 28 wins 4 years ago, mm-hmm. hadn't made the tournament a ton in the last 15 years, but some. Could not have represented the school or the city any better than he did representing the university, how he carries himself, what he does in the community. And St. Joe's had success for sure with Phil, not all that they wanted, but success, mm-hmm. intermittent at times. Do you think that St. Joseph's did Phil Martelli dirty getting rid of him? Did they make a mistake?
I certainly think they handled it badly. Maybe this just comes from Catholic school or something. But, I mean, when I heard the news yesterday, the first thing I thought was, wait a minute, March 19th, isn't that the Feast of St. Joseph?
I thought the same thing, Ray.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, how many people, maybe you and I might have been the only two people that that occurred to. But as soon as I heard it, the first thing I thought was, my God, this is the Feast of St. Joseph.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was, somebody should have thought that through at least a little bit. But I thought, I read the statement, and it just seemed, it just read so cold and corporate to me. It just didn't have, it just didn't have the kind of feeling, the kind of heart that I think that it needed to have. But I understand coaches, the coach's primary responsibility is to win. And, you know, it had been 3 years now since Phil had a winning season. Not all his fault, but, I mean, that's the reality of it. But I think the simple fact of the matter is with the years that he had put in and the way he had represented your university and what he had accomplished, to me, sort of begged for more than what you gave him on the way out the door. And I just thought that, I mean, I saw the athletic director interviewed on television last night, and, you know, I don't know her, but she seemed very, it just seemed very dispassionate. And it, to me, it's sort of all summed up by hearing the bite from Jay Wright today. When Jay Wright gets the news and he reacts the way he reacts, which is, you can clearly hear he's his voice is cracking and he's on the verge of tears. When you get that reaction from the coach of your most bitter rival team, when he is that emotionally moved, it stands in stark contrast to the wording of the statement that came from your own university.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I would add on this, and I don't mean this disrespectfully to St. Joe's. It's just I also think there's got to be some know what you are. I know everyone wants to shoot for the top. I totally understand that and respect that. But, I mean, realistically speaking, like St. Joe's 4 years ago won 28 games. What do they expect? Do they expect to win 32 games? You know what I mean? Like my school, also a Catholic school, also in this region of the country, not in as good a situation as the Big Five prominence presents St. Joe's here in Philly. But Fairfield and Connecticut, we haven't made the tournament. And it's about the same size. We haven't made the tournament since 1997. All right? We never make the tournament.
Right.
So it's like, does St. Joe's think that they're going to turn into what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they going to turn into? And so here with Phil, you could have him do the job for 20 more years, represent the university, graduate his kids, do it with class, be as accessible as anybody could ever be, you know, to the local media, which endears the university to the community even further.
Mm-hmm.
And have, you know, seasons where you are occasionally very good and some years where you're not as good. It's like, wow, I get the goals to be always good, but how realistic is that? And is that worth firing Phil Martelli? And in my opinion, the answer to that is no.
I would say that, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I feared that this could happen when there was the change in the administration. You know, when Don DeJulia left as athletic director and there was a change, you always expect the new person that comes in is going to want to bring in their own people.
Yeah.
And so I sort of looked at it and I thought, boy, I hope Phil has a big year this year, because I know there were some of the alumni were getting restless. And so I knew with the change at athletic director, I knew there was that possibility. I hoped it didn't come to that. But I agree with you. And I think what we've seen happen, and look, credit to Jay Wright for everything that he's accomplished.
No question.
But I think Jay Wright has reset the bar here now. And you look just in the last couple of years, you know, Fran Dunphy is sort of shown the door at Temple. No question about that. He wasn't ready to leave, but they told him it was time. It's happened now with Phil. You know, John Giannini had it happen a year ago. I think all the other schools in this, all the other Big Five schools here are looking at what Jay Wright's accomplishing at Villanova and saying, hey, we want some of that.
Right.
You know, and so I think he has made it tougher for all those others. He's not trying to, but I think that's the end result of it.
I agree with you. Let's go to the phones, 888-729-9494. All right, so much to discuss, including the Phillies that start in 8 days and the 76ers and Celtics tonight with what John and I certainly both think is the game of the year. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Hammer.
Hey, Dennis.
Happy first day of spring.
Thank you. Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that.
The vernal equinox.
There you go.
Which I'm sure you knew.
And there's a scene in the West Wing where they talk about...
I thought that was the 21st.
I thought it was 21st also. They talk about standing an egg on its head, or on its tail, or whatever you'd call it. Standing it upright. It doesn't fall over for a couple seconds. But
yeah. I also agree with Ray. They could have handled it better, differently. The man put his heart and soul into the program, into the community.
Yep.
He was well-respected locally and nationally. He was the face of the organization. And I would have said, hey, you got one more year, and then you're either going to be gone or retire if you don't do X, Y, Z. And that's what I think they should have done instead of being making a cold-hearted, calculated business decision that they did.
I agree. Again, to me, some of it's about how realistic is it. To me, life is so much about, like, odds and chances and just, man, it's like, how realistic is it that St. Joe's turns into a power? And my answer to that is very, very, very slim. So
they're not going to
turn into a power. They're not.
Because they're not Villanova. Villanova's the power team in this area.
They're not in the Big East. Nope. They're not in the Big East. They're not going to turn into a power. They're not.
The top talent is not going to go to St. Joe's. They're going to go to Villanova.
Yeah, I mean, look, they got to change some of that, but you know, it has moved in that direction.
And by the way, I was at the game last night, and I'm telling you, the Flyers need to stop passing the puck so much and start shooting it more at the net. They passed the puck so much to each other instead of taking more shots.
Well, I think that's been a Giroux issue for years, and he's a tremendous player, but I've had that gripe with him for a long time.
Too much passing, and take the freaking shot. And, you know, that was not a must win, but it was a pretty important win. Mm. And they were down 2-0. They were playing from behind again.
I just still don't think they're good enough, but I hear you. All right, Dennis, give us who's slick.
Oh, by the way, I also agree with you, which I'm finding myself hard to say that.
Come on, Dennis.
I'm agreeing with you because I think that Mike Trout, you know, we all got caught up in, oh, he's the local guy. He talked to the, you know, Bryce Harper by text, and, you know, he hangs out with the games, and he's a friend of our quarterback and all that, and we all got caught up in that. But he never came out and said, I'm going to play in Philly. He never said that, did he?
No, he did not.
No.
So you know what? I don't besmirch him at all for taking the money because, like you said earlier in the show, he could get hit in the noggin tomorrow and be done.
Yep, exactly right. All right, Dennis, who's slick?
Well, without a question, Michael Corleone in The Godfather 2 when he's sitting in the office.
Wow.
And the senator says, I don't like you greaseballs, and you come in here with your silk suit and go blank your family. And he turns in his chair and says, Senator, I don't want your deal.
Michael Corleone, and the senator even mispronounces his name. I think it was an arrogant move by the senator, intentionally mispronouncing his name there. All right, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia live from the Tasty Cake Studios. Ray, I've got my buddy over here, Mr. Richie,
yes,
who thinks that Mike Trout has betrayed us.
Oh no!
By signing with the Angels, I find that to be absurd. I mean, Ray, can you talk some sense to this guy?
Listen, I know that it sounds insane to say that he has turned his back on us. He's betrayed us. That's the way I feel.
I feel like
this was almost a done deal when Bryce Harper started talking about it. When Bryce Harper started saying things like, in my discussions with John Middleton, I know he has a commitment to doing whatever it takes to make this team as great as it can be. And then he brings up the Mike Trout thing repeatedly.
Yep.
Is reprimanded for it. It felt like there was something real at work here.
It did feel that way.
And it's extremely disappointing because I had my sights set on a World Series every year with this all-star roster. And I'm not saying our roster is anything to sneeze at right now. But I know that roster with Mike Trout added was like one of the great, like, historical rosters of all time when you add it all up. And that's what I felt like was right in our grasp, that no matter what happened, the Angels would try to get something done. But then Mike Trout said, hey, we're not going to be negotiating this stuff. I'm going to give you this tiny little window to negotiate because I interpreted that as, well, he doesn't really want to even negotiate.
I thought the same thing.
And now that this happens, I feel like all along I was allowing myself to be played, that we became leverage for that negotiation when it seemed so convincing that he would be a Philly eventually. Like, it was fated that's where he belonged. The team he grew up loving was going to be his final stop. Mm. in the major leagues. And, you know, I don't see how you can't be disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
How you can't feel like you've been duped.
I don't feel duped. I don't feel duped. I don't feel betrayed. But, of course, I'm disappointed. I mean, if anything, Harper's the one that set an emotion that kind of riled us up the most. I mean, I'd actually be more
absolutely.
I'd be more annoyed at Harper than Trout, but I can't blame Bryce Harper. He took a swing.
Why would he say that stuff if he didn't really feel like he was making some headway?
Maybe the
right?
Angels offer changed. You know,
I think it did.
Well, there you go. I mean, it is what it is.
But if the Angels offer changed, then that becomes we became leverage.
Well, probably so. Ray, what do you make of it?
I'm surprised. I'm surprised. If you had asked me an hour ago before I walked in here. And somebody had told me, let's say Turtle had told me, hey, listen, the two guys in there, you're going to go in and they're going to have very different points of view on this. I would have thought it was going to be flipped.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you calling me a dum-dum here?
No.
You kind of
did.
I'm calling Richie a dum-dum?
No. don't take this the wrong way. I would have thought that John, being the former player, would have taken the player route here, mm-hmm. where he was at. How can you turn – if you're an athlete and any time you walk on the field could be the last time, how are you going to walk away from $430 million? What does he really owe us? He owes himself. He owes his family.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought that would have been John's position, mm-hmm. whereas
well,
I would have
– It's obviously the position that makes sense.
Yeah.
What I'm saying doesn't make a whole lot of sense. No,
talking from emotion.
From my heart. That's the way I feel. I'm crushed.
Well, see, but that's why I would have thought that would have been Joe's position, because Joe is while he is ultimately a very practical, pragmatic sort of fellow, he does on issues like this when it comes to Philly, he does have his heart on his sleeve.
Thank you.
So I actually would have thought that your roles would have been flipped, right. But I'm more with you. Thanks, I mean, man. I think that. You know, I don't feel – I heard Angelo this morning, who's completely done – you know, Mike Trout's dead to him. I understand all that. You know, look, Mike Trout didn't owe me or anybody else anything. I mean, he owes himself. He owes his family. He owes his career. And he made – how can anybody turn down the offer that they put on the table? I get it. I would have loved to have seen him here. And I'm with you guys in that, you know, I saw what was being said the last couple weeks, and I kind of began to – feel like, hey, this is going to happen. This mm-hmm. is really going to happen. And if you had added him to this lineup, you would have been looking at a lineup that would have been like the Big Red Machine.
Been incredible.
I mean, you would have been looking at something that would have been like the Reds of the 70s. Wow. We were that close to it.
How about that? All right, 888-729-9494. Remember, we'd made this announcement, I believe, a day or two ago. On Wednesday of next week, the day before opening day, we will be giving away three pairs of tickets to the Phillies opening day game. That's the Phillies game on Thursday of next week. We're giving them away on Wednesday. We're giving them away at 11 a.m., noon, and 1 p.m. Wednesday of next week. So make sure you listen at those times. Wednesday of next week, obviously a hot ticket that's otherwise sold out. 11 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., Wednesday of next week. Make sure you're tuned for that, obviously, if you want to win the tickets. Let's talk to Abner, who's with us. What's up, Abner?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
I don't know how I could go after Ray Dittinger. He kind of pretty much said it all right there. But I'm from Biden. I'm just a town over from where Trout grew up in Millville. Mm. And I've seen him around a couple times. He's a humble guy. I really think he didn't want to come to Philly because 80 games, what we play, home games, how many home games do we have?
81.
You know, 81 games, you're going to have this whole town asking him for tickets all the time. That's my opinion on why I think he don't want to be around here.
Well, I don't think that's the case necessarily. I mean, I in my heart, I feel like he did want to be here, but it was just a situation that it was an offer he couldn't refuse, you know, like, but I mean, there's nothing that says that, you know, that he is, immune to the pull of his hometown.
Sure. Yeah. All right, Abner, give me who's slick.
I like Leonardo DiCaprio Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street. Wow, interesting. So it goes movie
He's
character.
Slick, period.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Real life slick.
Ray Dittinger, who's slick?
I'm working on that one. I've got a couple candidates in mind. I'll come up with one before I get off here.
We got some college basketball coaches and presidents so far.
You know, it's very funny. I my initial reaction was I went college basketball.
That's funny. That's awesome.
I mean, every time I see a shot of the sidelines, there's somebody slick, with the exception of Phil Martelli.
It's a really good point, though. There are a lot. It's kind of a look.
It's absolutely a look.
Sure.
It's absolutely a look that these guys have assumed. And it's funny when you said that was one of the first things I thought it was. The first thing that came to my mind were about three or four college basketball coaches.
And Calipari would be one for sure.
Oh, for sure. The first one.
For
he
sure.
was the first one.
Well, Calipari and Patino are probably in the Slick Hall of Fame of college hoops. Mm-hmm. You know, that's Slick Hall of Fame right there. John Wooden, not Slick.
I'll tell you who the first person I thought of. I'll offer this as my answer.
Right.
He isn't college hoops, but he's hoops. Yeah. It was Pat Riley.
Yeah, well, it's his birthday today.
Man, right?
Is that what it's based on?
What it's based on.
It's great work, Ray.
Oh, okay.
Well, Ray, God bless you.
Makes you feel good about picking that as the side.
It really does. I like it. Chris in Northeast Philadelphia. Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Great.
All right, so I just had a Sixers point here.
Yes, big game, Chris, big game.
Yeah, and I got to say, Joe, I am kind of leaning towards your side with this one because, John, what you said was true, that this isn't the same team as last year in the playoffs or even the first couple of times they played them this year. And, you know, to go along with that, it's not the same Celtics team either. They've had their fair share of some stuff going on over there, some turmoil.
Right.
But the two things that are constant and that were there last year that still are Brett Brown and Brad Stevens. And,
oh, boy.
That's pretty – one's a Jedi Master, one's a Padawan, and we don't have the Jedi Master, so –
That has seemed to be a thing.
Yeah.
You know, Brett Brown's got to get over this hump. He has to do it or he's not going to stay here forever. An interesting point. All right, Chris, give me who's Slick.
All right, I'm going with the Dapper Dan Man, the lead singer of the Soggy Bottom Boys, Ulysses Everett McGill. That's George Clooney's character from My Brother, Where Art Thou?
All right, Clooney in a movie. You like that movie, John? You know that one?
Yeah, I saw it. Didn't make a huge impression on me, but.
There you go. Let's talk to Lou in Bucks County. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. How you doing? First-time caller.
Awesome.
First, I'm just calling. I'm a St. Joe's alum from the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel very strong. Just the way this whole situation, I'm embarrassed the way this is handled.
Whoa.
I can't remember her name, the athletic director. I just don't feel that Coach Martelli should have been done this way. If he's listening, I was honored to watch him play the games and him to represent our university. And for all the young St. Joe's students and early, you know, recent grads that heard call in, there might have been need for a change, but not this way. He should have been given his final year, and he should have been allowed to play one more year and have his, you know, farewell tour. You don't do this to a coach that provided us so much. I mean, what he did, you know, that year, almost getting to the final eight.
Sure. Well, getting to the Elite Eight and almost getting to the Final Four.
I'm sorry, getting to the Elite Eight. I feel very strongly, if Coach is listening, there's a lot of alumni that feel strongly that this is not the way he should have been released. And I appreciate, you know, both your comments. And Ray, I want both of your gentlemen. I've been listening to Ray for years. I just don't think that this was right. If I see Coach Martelli, like to buy him a glass of red wine and talk about the, you know, old days. And I wish this wasn't the way it was. And that's all I really want.
Good call,
to
Lou.
I agree with you, Lou.
Lou, thanks for the call, man.
I agree with you 100%.
Heartfelt words.
Yeah, and I think if you stop the average guy on the street, he would say the same thing. I mean, yeah. Phil connected with people way beyond the St. Joe's community. I mean, he was here forever. And I can tell you this, and Joe, you know this too. There wasn't a single charity function that went on anywhere within this area code that somebody needed. If somebody wanted somebody to come and speak to their banquet, to their communion breakfast, to whatever, you placed a call to St. Joe's. Phil Martelli was there.
No question.
He was the ultimate giver. I mean, he just gave and gave and gave of his time, of himself. He's a wonderful guy. And I think that that's one of the things that you'll never be able to take away from him. And that's the way he's going to be remembered now. And, my feeling is he certainly deserved his 25th year, and he certainly deserved, I think, to serve out his contract. I mean, to be let go this way and for the university to issue the statement that it issued, which was so generic and so unfeeling and so un-Phil-like. that I just thought they did him a tremendous disservice.
Yeah, it was like one sentence in there, and it was a nice sentence, but it was one sentence about Phil and all this other stuff. And it's like, how is the entire press release not about Phil?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was, I didn't like that. I did not like that. 888-729-9494. And, Ray, big shoes to fill. I mean, you know, on a whole gamut of things.
Yep.
Because, and same, obviously, with Temple with Fran Dunphy. Similar situation. Now, you have a coach in waiting, though, who was, you know, given a final season. Coach in waiting, who obviously is a beloved figure here in Philadelphia, Aaron McKay. I mean, John and I were talking a couple weeks ago about the Sixers, and I said, you know what this team needs? This team needs Aaron McKay. Mm-hmm. This team needs a defensive stopper that can slow the game down, you know, and say, all right, everybody, take a chill pill for a second here. Let's slow this down and work it the right way and win this ball game.
That's exactly right.
Right? That's exactly what Aaron McKay was.
You're 100% right with that.
And
I've had the same thought.
It's exactly what this team needs.
Yep.
Anyway, we wish Aaron McKay all the best, and, you know, I'm sure we'll get him on the show and look forward to talking to him and hearing his vision for Temple Hoops. St. Joe's, I mean, man, who's that person going to be? And
well, think about it, Joe. I mean, yesterday, 900 victories went out the door of Big Five basketball.
Isn't that amazing?
It's just amazing. I mean, you talk about the end of an era. There was the end of two eras all within 24 hours.
Yes. And a lot of goodwill. And I would also say this, at a time when college basketball has clearly lost relevancy, both locally and nationally, and here you had two representatives of their schools who were always accessible to media members and fans in a way that made it, I don't know how to put this, it gave an entree into their universities being talked about, where if you hire a boring individual who doesn't want to give of his time, you start losing more goodwill, you're going to start losing an even bigger piece of the pie of the sports landscape locally. And that will not be good for any of those universities.
No, sir.
888-729-9494. Ray Dittinger in studio with us. John Ritchie and Joe DiCamera on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.